Okay, so we're diving into Absurdia today, right? A world where the government seems to have a regulation for, well, everything.
It's satire at its finest, really.
It is, it is.
Right.
But, and this is what's got me hooked, they don't start with something huge, do they? It's
Yeah.
shoelaces, right? Like, the
Yeah.
government's got a rule for how to tie your shoes.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it, isn't it? It seems almost laughable at first, but you see where it goes.
Oh, it's a slippery slope, for sure. From shoelaces to, what was it, government-regulated toast buttering techniques? Like, how did that even happen?
Exactly. And that's what makes this so brilliant, so insightful. It uses this absurd scenario to expose the very real dangers of unchecked bureaucracy.
Oh, so true. They start with these seemingly harmless regulations, but it quickly escalates. It's like that old saying, the road to hell is paved with.
Good intentions.
Exactly. And the government in Absurdia, they really believe they're doing the right thing.
Creating a utopia, a world without risk, without any of the messiness of, well, life.
But in trying to control every single detail, they end up creating a whole new set of problems, right?
Absolutely. Unintended consequences galore. Like their economy, it doesn't collapse under the weight of all these rules like you might expect. It actually booms.
Right. A boom built on bureaucracy. Tell me more about that. How does that even work?
Well, you have to remember the context here, right? This is Absurdia, where the rule is law, no matter how absurd it might seem to us.
So, who are the winners in this crazy system? Who benefits from all this overregulation?
Well, for starters, you have the regulation interpreters.
Okay, hold on. Regulation interpreters, those are actually a thing in Absurdia.
Oh, they're essential. These are the folks who've dedicated their lives to understanding the ever-expanding rule book. They're like the high priests of bureaucracy, sought out by businesses and individuals alike to decipher the most convoluted regulations.
So, kind of like, I don't know, tax lawyers, but for literally everything in life, you need a specialist just to tell you how to tie your shoes legally.
Precisely. And then you have the regulation enforcers, the ones tasked with making sure everyone is following the rules, no matter how nonsensical they may seem. Imagine getting a citation because your shoelace bow isn't tied at the government-mandated 45-degree angle.
It's almost comical if it weren't so, well, concerning. But surely not everyone just went along with this, right? There must have been some pushback, some who saw this whole system for the absurdity it was.
Well, you're right. Beneath the surface of this seemingly prosperous society, a sense of unease begins to grow.
It's like they've traded their freedom for a sense of security, but that security has come at a very high price.
Exactly. And that's where the story takes a really interesting turn because amidst this prosperity, people start to realize that something is deeply wrong.
And that makes me think, have you ever encountered a situation, even in a much smaller way, where a solution actually created more problems than it solved?
Plenty of times, unfortunately. Like trying to untangle a knot by pulling on the wrong string, you just end up making it tighter.
Right, you make it worse. And that seems to be exactly what happens in Absurdia, right? They take this already overregulated society, and instead of loosening the reins, they double down.
It's a classic case of we've always done it this way, even when this way is clearly not working. The government's solution to overregulation? Well, you guessed it. Even more regulations.
Come on, they're kidding, right? This has
Yeah.
got to be a joke, right?
You'd wish it were a joke, but sadly, no. They create something called the regulation of deregulation. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
The irony is almost painful.
Painful and, dare I say, utterly absurd. So tell me, how on earth do you regulate deregulation?
Oh, it's a bureaucratic masterpiece, really. Think mountains of paperwork, committees dedicated to overseeing the dismantling of other committees, and of course, an entirely new branch of regulation enforcement dedicated to ensuring everyone is properly deregulating according to the rules.
So it's like you're free to ignore this rule, but only if you fill out these 17 forms in triplicate and get approval from the Deputy Undersecretary of Deregulation Compliance.
Exactly. And you can imagine the chaos this creates. Those savvy individuals who'd mastered the art of exploiting loopholes, the regulation evaders, they're in their element.
Oh, I bet. It's like giving a master thief the keys to the bank vault and telling them to have at it. But amidst this bureaucratic pandemonium, we're introduced to a character who gives us a glimmer of hope, right? Clara, the rogue regulation interpreter. Tell me more about her.
Ah, Clara. Now, she's a breath of fresh air in this stifling world of rules and regulations. She sees firsthand how these regulations, intended to create order and security, are actually stifling life, creativity, everything that makes life worth living.
She's like that one sane voice in a room full of people who've lost their minds. But she doesn't just complain, does she? She actually takes action.
She's not just a bystander, oh no. Mm-hmm. Clara, she's a doer. And what she does is pretty remarkable. She realizes that the only way to fight this absurdity, this bureaucratic monster the government has created, is to fight it at its core, to change the system from within.
Okay, so what does she do? Does she, like, start a petition, organize a protest in the town square, write a strongly worded letter to the editor of the Absurdia Times? I have to know.
Claire's plan is much more radical, much more ingenious than that. She understands that the people in charge, they're too entrenched in their own system. They can't see the forest for the trees, right? So she decides to go directly to the people, those who are living with the consequences of this bureaucratic nightmare every single day.
So she starts a revolution, a good old-fashioned overthrow the government kind of revolution.
Not quite. It's a revolution, but a peaceful one. Clara, she's all about using the system's own absurdity against it. She ignites a movement, a mass uprising of citizens demanding one simple thing: common sense.
And this is where things get really interesting, right? Because you'd think a government so obsessed with control would crack down on any form of dissent. But that's not what happens in Absurdia, is it?
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
But the government's reaction is, well, let's just say it's very on brand for Absurdia.
Let me guess. They form a committee to study the problem of too many committees.
Close. They actually create an entirely new department.
Okay, and this department is in charge of what exactly?
They call it the Department of Common Sense.
The Department of... But you're kidding, right?
No, a whole government department dedicated to the seemingly elusive concept of common sense.
It's almost too perfect. It's like they're living in a real-life satire. But, okay, all jokes aside, what does this Department of Common Sense actually do?
Well, surprisingly, they actually do something quite sensible.
Oh, do tell.
They start by doing a comprehensive review of every single regulation on the books.
Every single one. Talk about a bureaucratic nightmare.
It was quite the undertaking, I'm sure. But they were determined to weed out the most absurd, the most unnecessary, the most, well, let's just say, counterproductive regulations.
So what happens? Do they actually get rid of any of these rules?
Oh, they do. In fact, one of the first regulations to go is the infamous standardized toast buttering protocol.
You're telling me there was an actual government-mandated way to butter your toast in Absurdia?
There was. And it was as detailed as you can imagine, right down to the angle of the knife and the precise number of strokes allowed.
Oh, the humanity. But with the Department of Common Sense in charge, people are finally free to butter their toast however they see fit.
Freedom at last.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? But freedom, especially in a society so used to being controlled, can be a bit chaotic, can't it? What about the people who thrived in this system of overregulation? The regulation interpreters, the enforcers, what happens to them when their whole world is turned upside down?
It was definitely a period of adjustment, for sure. Some people struggled to adapt, but others, they saw this as an opportunity. Remember all those skills they developed navigating the intricacies of a highly regulated society? Those skills became incredibly valuable in a world that was suddenly demanding flexibility, innovation, and yes, common sense.
So in a strange twist of fate, the very system that created this problem also created the solution.
It's a reminder that sometimes the most unexpected events can lead to the most positive changes.
It's a story of unintended consequences, for sure. But ultimately, it's a story about the importance of balance, finding that sweet spot between order and freedom, between regulation and, well, common sense.
And recognizing that sometimes the best thing we can do is to step back, take a deep breath, and ask ourselves, does this actually make sense?
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the weird, wild, and surprisingly thought-provoking world of Absurdia, we leave you with this. What does common sense look like in your own life? And what can you do, even in a world that sometimes feels as absurd as Absurdia, to tip the scales back towards balance and reason?
It's a question worth pondering. Until next time.
And remember, sometimes the most sensible thing you can do is to question the rules.